Sports Time Radio. All sports, all the time.
Monday edition of Sports Time Radio. I'm the Big Jack. With me is Dan the Man. If you'd like to call into the podcast, 646-478-3753 is the number to do that. If not, feel free to email us, sportstimeradio@hotmail.com. Anything else you need, head on over to sportstimeradio.com. Now, the blogs go up over there on Wednesdays and Saturdays, so swing on by there, get yourself caught up with anything you may have missed. And, of course, while you're at sportstimeradio.com, go ahead and hit that link. Get yourself over to the Sports Time Radio Facebook page. If you could like that while you're over there, we'd greatly appreciate it. But don't forget, we also have the Twitter feed, which is at Sports Time Radio. Now, Dan and I are on Twitter as well. I'm at Burke Time, and Dan the Man is at?
Dan Z-Man with three E's. And I'll be right back.
Oh, okay. So Dan is wandering off. And I just noticed this. I don't know why I didn't notice it before, but there are reports that Major League Baseball and the Major League Baseball Players Association have announced that their intentions are to stick with the CBA, collective bargaining agreement, of course. And as it's quoted here, provide regularly scheduled kickoffs for spring training and opening day. So that's, you know, a good sign, I guess you could, you know, look at it that way, that it does look like the baseball season is going to start on time. So I think that's a, you know, that's a big plus. You know, there was some talk that the owners wanted to delay the start of the season, you know, but that a lot of that had to do with the fact that, you know, in a lot of places you still can't have fans. So it's, you know, there's no real option with the CBA in place. You know, if the players union decides they want to start on time, hey, you know, we're going to start on time. So it was really, you know, I had heard something about the owners talking about how they were hoping to get more people vaccinated. And basically what it was is it was a money grab because they don't want to play in front of empty seats again, because that equals obviously a huge money loss to the teams. And, you know, there are teams, you know, just still dealing with that from last year. You know, not only did they only play, you know, not only did they only play 60 games, they didn't have any fans. So it's going to end up kind of being an interesting situation because it's going to play into free agency and what these guys are actually going to get free agent wise. Now, you know, I mentioned, you know, the other day that a guy like George Springer is looking for between 25 and 30 million a year. There's a pretty good chance that that contract offer isn't going to be out there for him. Not that the fact that, you know, George Springer isn't worth 25 or 30 mil a year. I'm sure there's a team out there that thinks he is. You know, the Mets and the Blue Jays have had pretty serious conversations with him. So, you know, it's interesting, but you've got to wonder, you know, if that money is actually going to be there. And I don't think it is, especially if we're going to start the season without fans. You know, like I mentioned, you know, that's just a bigger hit for, you know, the owners to, you know, to kind of take again. So it's going to cut in, you know, I mean, the Mets seem to be the team that may be willing to spend money So maybe they'll get up to $25 million with Springer, but I don't know. Honestly, it's going to be tricky, but you know, barring a team outbreak, it does look like we're going to get a full 162 game season, and you know, that should be a big plus. You know, if you're a baseball fan like Dan and I, you know, that's a big plus for, you know, everybody, that we're actually going to get to see all the games this year. And hopefully, you know, teams will be smart and be safe, and we won't have any outbreaks to where teams are going to have to miss games or anything like that. But, you know, unfortunately, it's one of those things where, you know, you just never know, and there's always, you know, you always got to worry if you, to paraphrase from a different sport, if you've got a James Harden in the bunch who's going to go to the strip club without a mask on. So, you know, you got to watch that. And I forgot what team it was last year, but remember they had two of their guys test positive after just going downstairs to get coffee. So it's kind of interesting, but hey, at least the plan is to play all the games. So that's a bigger positive than before. You know, you just got to kind of hope it works out. So we'll have to wait and see how it plays out. But Dan, are you happy they're at least going to start on time?
Yeah, I'm happy they're going to start on time. I didn't read anything yet about that, but I mean, let's be honest. If they plan to keep some sort of expanded playoffs, I hope it's not a 162 game season anymore. I mean, come on, guys. That, you know, and I mean, let's be honest. The season's long enough already. And fortunately, baseball isn't like the NBA where, you know, the playoffs are pretty much half the season, you know, half the term, which to me, I think is one of the, we won't even talk about that right now, but, you know, I think that's a problem with the NBA is the fact that the playoffs are so long on the calendar compared to the regular season. And maybe that's why players don't care so much about the regular season, so on and so forth. But, again, you know, baseball isn't like that. But we're already starting, you know, April. Let's just go April 1st to October 1st, you know, roughly 6 months. Yet another month on, you know, for the playoffs. Okay, we're doing it. But you start adding another series, and then you start to add maybe another, you know, you take that playoffs from 4 to 5 weeks to 6, 7, 8 weeks. I don't know. It tends to get a little monotonous, and then the fact that, you know, baseball, and this is, you know, I do like, and, you know, we teased about it, joked about it a little bit, about baseball having to go to scheduled World Series like they do in, you know, in the NFL, if you're going to expand expand the playoffs. And, you know, it worked for last year because of, you know, the situation and what the world was, but I really wouldn't want to see that going forward. You know, I wouldn't want to, granted, this is so bad. With the way things are right now, I don't see a World Series on the north side of Chicago for a while. But, you know, if they,
ever.
Yeah. I mean, but the potential is on the south side. And while that may not be the most attractive place, and just in terms of there's nothing really to do there once you go to the game and after the game's over, you know, I still really wouldn't want to see a White Sox Padre World Series hosted at Arizona. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know I said San Diego, and you could potentially, but they're not going to, you know, take it away from the Sox and do it in San Diego for 7 games. I don't know. I just don't, you know, it's one of those things I just don't think I really, really want to see, you know. It's not, I could deal with that more than the man on second after the 10th inning. I could deal with that more than that's how bad I think the man in second is. Start throwing everything at me. Yeah, we'll do that. We'll do that. Man on second? No.
Yeah, that's got to go. I mean, there's no real other option there. That's got to go. So, but yeah, you know, we'll see. You know, hopefully, you know, this works out and they can get it, you know, on track and everything is good, and we'll get to see, you know, see baseball on time. But you know, the other what's kind of interesting, Dan, is obviously, you know, they're still no major signings yet, but the Blue Jays seem to be knocking off quite a few meetings with these free agents. You know, they're allegedly one of the teams that are in the running for George Springer. They had a meeting with Trevor Bauer, and they've also met with Liam Hendricks. So it, you know, I guess at least they're doing their due diligence. How long before we get a frickin' signing, or at least something close to a rumor of a signing?
In general, or are we talking Toronto?
Hell, at this point, anybody with a major name anywhere I would take.
Yeah, I honestly, I don't think we're going to see anything for another week to, you know, 15 days or so.
You know, because when do camps open up? They're, what, end of February?
For the full team, end of February, but you're talking pitchers and catchers at, you know, mid-February. I think right around Valentine's Day.
So now, you know, I did see, you know, your Cubs made another of basically the kind of signing they're going to constantly make as they go through this non-rebuild, as they said. But they signed left-handed reliever Adam Morgan. Now, he's a former Philly. He is recovering from tendon surgery, so he actually won't even be available till March. Dan, he appeared in 17 games last year, covered 13 innings because he's a lefty specialist. 0-1 with a 5.54 ERA. That's got to excite you, right?
Yeah, especially since specialists are kind of been instituted out of the game.
Yeah, pretty much. Now he's got to face so many batters, you know, in a appearance. I wanted to see, what do they have? Oddly, they don't have his contract info, so I'm not sure what they're going to pay him, because it's a minor league deal with an invite to spring training. So there, you know, we got that going on. And then another guy who at least we've seen play in the major leagues, Dan, Sandy Leon, signed a deal. Now, most people will remember him as being with the Red Sox. He actually spent last year with Cleveland. He got $1.25 million to sign with the Marlins. So, and it's his base salary, because it's the same deal, minor league contract, invite. And if he does make the major league roster, there are additional incentives for him. So, you know, that's the frightening thing, Dan, is those are about the two biggest signings. You know, again, at least it's guys that we've seen play in the majors.
Yeah, but, I mean, aside from you and I and the Red Sox Nation, and, you know, and a few of the Eastern fans, who the hell else really knows about Sandy Leon? You know, I mean,
yeah, home run?
I don't know. It wouldn't be enough to, you know, he's no Kevin Pillar. I mean, Millar. But I don't know. You know, I mean, unless you're in a 20-team league like we are, which I know I understand aren't the standard fantasy leagues, not a lot of people are really going to know about Sandy. So like you said, you know, when are we going to see something, you know, substantial?
You know, and I'm beginning to wonder, how much the fact that, you know, every owner lost money with the exception of the Mets owner because he's new. I'm wondering how much this is affecting the market. And, you know, I mean, are players, you know, like I mentioned George Springer while you were gone, he's looking for between 20 and 30 million, 25 and 30 million a year. You know, maybe with the exception of the Mets, I don't think there's going to be teams out there willing to give these guys those kind of contracts. So are they going to settle for less, or are we going to have to listen to them cry collusion, even though everybody took a bath last year?
I think we're going to have to listen to the collusion talk.
Just what I want to go through again. And, you know, again, you know, this also is the last year of the CBA, so that'll make things even more interesting. So we'll have to see. But I did see that there are multiple teams interested in Yasiel Puig. So it looks like we may actually see him back in the majors after a short year off.
Well, like you said, a short year, I would say short season, because, you know, I mean, you know, as well as you and I know Puig, you know, I'm sure he took that time. He was, you know, just living it up. But I think he was also one who would have been working, you know, doing things to be baseball ready. I don't think we would see a great white hype kind of thing happening with him. So I don't have any doubts, and I think whoever does sign him is going to make a I think he'll make a significant splash in their lineup. Not only their lineup, but their outfield. You know, obviously,
yeah.
You know, I don't know what he's looking for, but we both know that Jed and the Ricketts aren't going to pay for it. So, you know, with Jason Hayward, you don't really need that right field position at this point. So, you know, who's out there could really use a right fielder who's playoff contention.
Well, here I can give you the teams that are reported so you can make the decision. It's the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Astros, the Marlins, and the Orioles have all showed what they describe as varying levels of interest.
I mean, despite what the Astros have gone through, I think he would – well, I mean, let's be honest. He's a 1,000% upgrade from J.J. Redick – or Josh Redick.
Right, and he would be their lineup replacement for George Springer. So.
And I don't – I know George Springer's asking for a lot. I don't think Yasiel would be going for that much money, so I think – I don't know. Even if he got the same money, I think I would be – as a fan, as a exec or what, you know, manager, the whole nine, I think I would be much happier with having Puig in my lineup than George Springer.
Yeah, you know, my guess is he'll probably land right around that $10 million a year mark. So it's, you know, he'll be very affordable. So he could be a really good signing for, you know, for whoever lands him. I mean, you know, it would be interesting to see like what the what the Yankees would do with them. So, yeah, because I'm trying to, you know, I know like Brett Gardner is a free agent, so you know, my guess would be that he wouldn't be back. You know, they'll get Aaron Hicks back. But, you know, they have Aaron Judge in right field. Maybe they move Judge over to left and Puig would play right, or, you know, who knows?
I mean, I don't know. It's so hard because when you see that arm, there's really no one better to play the right field. You know, when it's man on first, and you've got a guy who actually hits the ball, not, you know, swings for the fences, and you want to move that guy from first to third. And I know this is a foreign concept in today's game, Big Jack. you've got Puig and you hit it to Puig and you go to that corner, you're taking a risk every time you send that guy to third. You know, there's no guarantee. You know, I'm just not as knowledgeable on Reddick, but I'm sorry, you've got Reddick out there. I'm running. Puig?
Yeah.
Depends on where it falls in that corner.
You know, even with the Yankees, I mean, Judge is he's a good defensive outfielder, but he's not better than Puig. So, you know, I mean, it's just kind of, you know, it just is what it is. I mean, obviously some guys are, you know, better defenders than others. You know, and Puig, you know, Puig may not be the same hitter as Judge is.
No.
He would definitely be an upgrade for, you know, actually any of the teams who signed him, he's an upgrade defensively. But, you know, some, you know, he could be, you know, and I don't know why the Marlins didn't do this frickin', you know, how many
years
ago. So.
Now, you know, let's just hypothetical, let's play a little game. If, you know, you've got the pinstripes, you're the coach, the manager in play, and you've got Judge and Puig. Where are you lining them up? Are you putting Puig? I mean, let's be honest. You know, when it comes to Puig, like you said, the bat may not be as strong, but at the same token, he's still kind of a threat. So, you know, when it comes to pitchers and pitching, do you put Puig before or after Judge?
Well, you know, since Judge normally hits second in that lineup, he's definitely after him. You know, my guess is, you know, Puig would probably hit seven, you know, with that Yankee lineup.
You know, I'm still thinking old school, so I'm thinking Judge is in the 4-5. Correct me. Forgive me.
I almost don't want the Yankees to sign him because the spot he would take would belong to Clint Frazier. And it seems like this happens to Frazier every frickin' season. So I kind of hope he lands in one of the other spots. But, you know, the Yankees are the Yankees. And, if he wants to go to a contender, you know, he'd go to the Yankees or the Astros. So we'll have to see. But, yeah, you know, just one of those things. But there was some other local news that I wanted to run by you here, Dan. The Cubs hired they hired Len Casper's replacement today. Did you see that?
I saw the name, but I have no clue who Boog is. Is it Boog, right?
Well, I will be able to tell you. They hired John Shambi, whose nickname is Boog because he resembles Boog Powell, the former Baltimore Oriole great. You know, you've probably heard him, Dan, because he's been doing Major League Baseball on ESPN, or the Mickey Mouse Network, as we call it, since 2009. So he's been there, I think maybe 2010, but he's been there a very long time. So you may recognize the voice. He's definitely an experienced play-by-play guy. What's interesting is I had originally saw that it was going to be Chris Myers. You know, about a month or two ago, they announced that Chris Myers was going to be doing it. So I'm wondering what happened. Maybe they couldn't agree to a contract or whatever. But, yeah, it's official. John Shambi will be the Cubs' new television announcer to pair up with good old JD. So we'll see how that works out, but at least that's done and over with.
Yeah, you know, and the worst part about it is, why couldn't it have been JD who took the job? I don't really mind Len as much as I can't stand JD.
Well, you know, the Sox needed a play-by-play guy, so they probably wouldn't want JD. So,
well, I just meant anybody, you know. The Astros, don't they need a guy who used to play for them?
Yeah,
I'm just glad, you know, one of the things that, you know, with Theo being gone, and I'm glad I don't have to hear anymore, is that forgive me for better words, but that bullshit Cubs way of doing things line. You know what I mean? I'm so glad that is over. Because, I mean, let's be honest. Cubs way of doing things. Cubs way, Cubs way. You hire a longtime Brewer slash Royal to be your manager. You hire a guy who never played for the Cubs, was associated with the Cubs, to be your, you know, the color commentator. It just, you know, oh, let's do everything the Cubs way by hiring no Cubs, former Cubs. Okay, I understand. That makes perfect sense to me. So I'm glad that's over with. It's just, it'll be interesting. And I ask you a dumb question for you, Big Jack. You know, Len Casper's going to say all the right things. You know, why did he get hired, took the job, and, you know, all that stuff. What is the oddity with former Cub announcers, you know, just taking on the job and seeming to prosper a little better on the south side? Not that, you know, Len has done anything yet, but what's the problem? I mean, Steve Stone, granted, he played for the Sox, and, you know, Len's been here long enough. You know, people are going to accept him on the south side, but I just was wondering, you know, what is it? Why do they want to go there? You think it's a better job?
Well, remember what Stone's problem was here was the players didn't like him criticizing them. You know, yeah. when they made an actual mistake, he said they made an actual mistake. You know, he didn't try to cover it up like all the homers do now. And you remember, because that got him and was it Chip Carey.
Chip.
Who was
Chip Carey.
Time. That got them in a lot of trouble, and they both ended up leaving the team after that season. So, you know, I think it's just the opportunity of, you know, maybe the Cubs require their announcers not to more or less point out when something goes wrong. Mm-hmm. And they expect them to sugarcoat it and be like, oh, yeah, well, you know. So, because, it'll be interesting to see if Casper's style changes now. You know, and he doesn't so much spend his time talking about food or music or the other stuff he would get sidetracked on. And maybe he'll actually talk, you know, cover baseball, talk baseball.
Yeah, I mean, because that's just one of the one things that drives me nuts. Okay, I get it. You know, it's the fourth inning and whatever, you know, you're pulling in from a break. The pitcher's still warming up, and you're trying to do stuff to attract people to the stadium. All right, pull out the latest special from, you know, that hot dog vendor in center field. You know what I mean? I get that. Let's present it right away. But present it right away and be done with it. Why do you spend this next top half of the inning, talking about going back to that hot dog, you know?
Yeah, just kind of, you know, it got kind of ridiculous, and it made them difficult to listen to. So, you know, I was just like, no, I'm gonna listen to this on the radio with Pat Hughes, because, you know, and I know occasionally he gets sidetracked himself, but when the game is on, he calls. So
yeah.
But yeah, just, you know, we'll see how it goes. You know, it's humorous because I'm incredibly disappointed in what the team is doing. But, you know, I'm interested in to hear this guy call the games. So.
Yeah, I just, you know, I don't know anything about this guy. You know, nothing against him or anything. I just, you know, maybe it does make sense having, you know, play-by-play guy be just the professional guy. but, you know, I don't know. I just have, like, this feeling that you should – that the local team should have a former local player or somebody associated with Chicago. You know what I mean? It just – again, you know, the JD thing. What is his connection other than he used to be a player, you know?
So, yeah, that's just kind of odd. He never, you know, he doesn't have one. I mean, at least Ron Coomer spent a year with the Cubs.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know.
At least
So
at least the Hawk was the GM who fired Tony La Russa. You know what I mean?
Oh, too bad he couldn't do that again. Oh, so. But yeah, it's just, and I mean, maybe he just interviewed the best, or, you know, honestly, it wouldn't surprise me if he was the guy who was willing to take the lowest salary, so they hired him.
Yeah, I mean, I would have rather had some local homer, you know, some local fan that has cable access experience covering, you know, really bad, you know, local, you know, men's 30 league softball games. You never know. I've seen some random stuff on the Comcast Sports Channel. There's some interesting sports they cover. You know,
if you're looking, you can find some of the oddest stuff. You know, especially, you know, you have a little bit of expanded basic cable. Not only is it weird here, it's weird all over the place. So one of those things. But, you know, Dan, we are getting close to Hall of Fame time. You got Bonds and Clemens getting in this year?
No. It's not happening.
Again, I'll say the same thing. Like I always said, go ahead and put them in, but make sure there's an asterisk and an explanation next to that plate on, you know, that nice little plaque on what they did, and, you know, the stuff that helped them, more or less. You know, same thing with Pete Rose. You know, I don't have a problem with Rose being in the Hall of Fame, but explain that, you know, he was banned for betting on games.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and then the other debate I was kind of surprised was Curt Schilling. You know, he got 70% last year. He needs 75 to get in. I think he's got 2 years left on the ballot. Do you see him actually getting in?
No, I think he ruined his stuff with his mouth.
So, yeah, well, you know, I actually heard one announcer say that they didn't hold that against him because it was after he left the game. You know, and the interesting thing about Schilling is if he gets in, it's really only because of his postseason.
Mm-hmm.
He never won a Cy Young, but he's got 3 World Series titles. He was a World Series MVP and an NLCS MVP. Because for a career, he's 216-146. So while he has a great winning percentage, he's nowhere close to that 300 win automatic total. And, you know, he pitched in that era. You know, but when you start looking at his postseason, he's 11-2 with a 2.23 ERA and 19 starts. He has 4 complete games, and 2 of those were shutouts. So, you know, if he gets in, it's just clearly because of what he did in the postseason.
Yeah. That's why I'm, you know. Oh, you're kidding me.
Not at all.
I guess I wasn't going to win anyways. Sorry, I was going through fantasy. I got a notification on Marcus Smart, and then I looked at my football and Big Jack. God, this was a disappointing season.
Yeah, well, you know, since you brought it up, I got destroyed in the championship. You know, I ran into some bad luck. You know, I had been doing really, really well with Alvin Kamara, who managed to catch positive for COVID last week, so he did not play. And then right before game time, I found out my kicker was positive, and it was too late for me to get him out of the lineup. Now, the way it turned out, none of it would matter because I got beat by, good Lord, let me look
almost
it up.
Almost
100, I mean,
112 points.
Yeah, good Lord. Yeah, I just got shellacked. So it wouldn't have mattered.
But, Big Jack, in your defense, I mean, you know, we'll start with Deshaun Watson. I'm not even going to name the rest of the names, but quarterback, and I'm going to round up, 26 points. Wide receiver 1, 30 points. Wide receiver 2, 40 points. Wide receiver 4, only 15. Running back 1, 27. Running back 2, roughly 28. Tight end, 26 points. Damn kicker, 14 points. And the linebacker, or, well, 13 points. And to top it off, to give you another little kick in the junk, Big Jack, he didn't even start a linebacker.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. I thought that might work. The only thing I did right was the last minute I swapped in Kirk Cousins for Josh Allen because I thought that would be a better play, and it turned out to be a better play.
Yeah.
But, yeah, other than that, I mean, nothing went my way. Once Kamara went down, my season just fell apart. So.
But, I mean, you're also talking about a guy who had Christian McCaffrey, Deshaun Jackson.
That was the other league.
No, this is the auction league. He had Odell Beckham Jr. Yeah, he had McCaffrey, Jackson, Philip Lindsay, another running back, Odell Beckham Jr. and Saquon Barkley. McCaffrey and Jackson were just out for the week, but the other three were injured. So, I mean, you've got a lineup right there that's, you know, a decent lineup to begin with, and all those guys were gone for him. You know, and to see what he put up.
The one thing that helped him was it was week 17. So guys like J.K. Dobbins and, you know, Alexander Mattison played, you know, because they gave Dalvin Cook the week off. I know he was a little dinged up, so they sat him. So that helped out greatly with, you know, what they were, you know, with what his numbers ended up being. So... But yeah, just one of those things. Nothing I could do about it. I mean, 258 is probably one of the highest scores in the league. You know, for the entire season. I know I scored 240 last week. So, you know, and where did you officially end up? Because you were in the consolation bracket. So where did you end up?
Like I said, I went from having the best season. I ended up in eighth. There was nothing I could do.
That doesn't mean it means you finished last in the playoffs is all that means. It doesn't mean you finished eighth for the actual regular season.
Well, it updates it that way. So it'll look like I finished.
Yeah. So. Oddly, I didn't see mine in my season. Did you get your season grade?
Oh, I'll have to look for that. I haven't seen that yet.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got an A for my draft strategy, a B+ for my weekly performance, and then an A for my projection and final standing for an A-. So, yeah, hopefully, I'll manage to do, to continue to perform well, even though this is the auction league and normally I don't do very well. So we'll see. You know, the snake league where I had the number one pick, you know, neither of us even made the playoffs. But, did you see the elk guy won it?
Oh, he did? How many is it?
Yeah, he ended up. He ended up. Who did he beat? He beat the Niners. So, and I officially finished 13th. How did you do?
I don't even know when I looked at this last. 16th.
Oh, okay.
So,
oh, so you're out of the league. Okay. So.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was my team that just couldn't win, you know, and I don't ever want the number one pick again. I may just start customizing the league so I no longer get the number one pick. You know, I may just give you the number one pick every year, because that just that completely blew up in my face. So
you want to do our own lottery? The NBA.
You know, yeah, that was just a complete, you know. But you'll be excited to know, Dan, that on Thursday, Mr. Fantasy and I are going to do the playoff league that our money league does. We're picking seventh there, so we'll see how that goes.
And you're involved? Or...
Yeah, well, I actually have to be, because his son has wrestling that night, and he can't make it for the start. So I have to be there for the start of the draft. So, you know, and of course, that also just happens to be the first day that I'm returning to work after surgery. So that'll be exciting. So, but yeah, at least, you know, picking seventh may give us a shot. You know, if you pick too late in the leagues, you can't get anybody who's going to score you enough. Like last year, we picked dead last, and it's nice to have the back-to-back picks in a regular draft. But in this draft, you know, obviously you want guys from teams who are going to advance. So,
yeah.
You know, if you're getting a guy, you know, like our quarterback played one game last year that you can't win, you're automatically eliminated. So, so yeah, we'll see who hangs around. Like with this, the first two picks will be Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers, because that looks like the best Super Bowl matchup, you know, and we'll see how it works out, you know, depending on how people feel, you know, if they think the Titans have a chance, somebody will take Derrick Henry really early. So I'm hoping by the time I get to seven, maybe there's a Russell Wilson hanging around, or if I'm really lucky, a Josh Allen, because I think those teams have a chance to win at least two games. So, but yeah, other than that, it's going to be it's difficult, you know. And then if you get bad luck and you get an upset, I mean, if the Chiefs or the Packers lose, it shakes the whole thing on its head, but that rarely happens. So, you know, but now are you all in on the Bears? You're ready for the playoff game? They're going to upset the Saints next week? You know, last time the Saints had to go to overtime to beat them earlier this year.
Yeah. I don't even know. I thought that was interesting, you know, that the Bears even made it. I don't know. I don't think the Saints are gonna lose. Are the Bears the saddest team in this weekend? Yes, they are.
Oh God, no! The Washington football team is in.
Oh, Washington. Yeah.
Yeah, they won that crappy NFC East division, and they were, what were they, 6-10? No, 7-9. And they, not only are they in the playoffs, Dan, but technically they're the home team because they're the four seed because they won the division.
Oh, that's bad.
So, yeah, Tampa Bay, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers get to go there to play. You know, and obviously there's no fans, so it's not that big a deal. But, you know, this happened years ago with Seattle. They won the division at 7-9 and actually beat New Orleans in their first playoff game. So I don't see that happening this time around, but you know, it does happen. But yeah, that whole division was a joke. You know, the Giants and the Cowboys finished 6-10, and the Eagles finished 4-11-1. So. You know, it's not a lot there. But I was going to ask you, Dan, I saw that the line on the Bears game has the Saints favorite by 9.5. If you were betting some of your money, are you giving up that many points, or you think the Bears can keep it to within 9.5?
That's rough. I don't know. I think the Bears can keep it.
Yeah, well, that's good. So, and then, you know, while we talked a little fantasy, how is your how'd your basketball team do week two? Because I ended up taking a loss.
I lost by a point. You know what? You know, and I'm not even gonna look. Yeah, well, 6-5, and you know, and here's the big Jack, and I know you don't do this, and for anyone who's a Yahoo fantasy guy, I highly recommend hitting auto fill, or what do we call it, start active players for the week.
Yeah.
I encourage that slightly. I encourage you to do that just so that, you know, everyone that's out is on the bench. But I demand of you, for your own sake, sanity, to go in and check every single day. Because
yeah.
Zion Williamson was sat for a couple games, a game or two. And, you know, I was 3 minutes too late. So I'm going to blame my loss on that this week. But, yeah, you know, that's just it's one of those things. I don't think I have I don't think I have the best team. I don't, you know, it's still hard. You know, is it the fact that I drafted Robin Lopez? Is he screwing me? Or the fact that Porzingis isn't playing?
Yeah, you know, I read that he was supposed to be back. He's not back yet?
No.
So. Yeah, I do the same thing you do. I hit start active play all, you know, start active players, and then I always let it fill out the week, and then I try to get back in and make sure I check, you know, every week to make sure, you know, or every day, or sometimes I'll do 2 days, you know, just, you know, because normally that's a pretty safe bet, so.
Yeah, I don't know. You got to check. You know, your morning routine. If you wake up and sit down, get on your phone.
So yeah, you know, it's just one of those things you need to you need to take a look at and make sure you've got your lineup set and you're ready to go and. You know, nobody's hurt. You know, like tonight, it's funny. I have one guy playing tonight and one guy playing Wednesday. It's the same guy. You know, for some reason, he ended up on a different schedule than the rest of the league because I have, you know, I have enough guys playing tomorrow where I can – or no, today. Tuesday and Thursday, I have one guy playing. Today, I just have – or today, I have everybody playing. So it's kind of like –
No, and that's, I think, one of the hardest things to adjust to when, you know, I was strictly baseball. And then, you know, football is easy because you're, you know, 2 days a week. But when you do a lineup for baseball and football, you pretty much have all your positions starting. You know, obviously football is one day a week. But, you know, baseball, you might have one guy, two guys. But for the most part, you have everyone filled. So it's hard when you log in for the NHL and NBA, and you see a blank, and you're like, oh, what am I going to do? I don't have anyone playing today. One guy. You know, but then on Tuesday, you have everybody, even the four or five guys on your bench who are starting. You're like, what the hell?
Well, that's like today. I got three guys on my bench. They're all playing, but I, you know, it's just they're, you know, they were the guys I drafted later in the draft. So they're, you know, they're just, they're going to sit and the starters are going to play and hopefully it works out. But I did see you're in first place in your division.
Yay.
Not by much, just by like a game or a game half. But hey, first place is first place, right?
It's still early. If only it was like NASCAR and I can get points for that.
Yeah.
How long were
so
you
now,
in
have
the
you watched? Have you watched any NASCAR, any basketball?
No, actually, I haven't. I watched some Bulls game one day. But other than that, no.
Yeah, well, you don't have Kevin Durant, do you? He's got to go into quarantine because he was exposed to somebody with COVID.
No, fortunately, I don't have COVID. Well, either COVID or Kevin Durant. But, you know, that was one of the things that, you know, you had touched on. I don't know if it was right when I, you know, called back in. I have to say my wife called, and then, you know, she knows, oddly, that we do this podcast every day at 4:30 and then still calls it. And then tells me, all right, I just got to tell you this real quick, and then 5 minutes later. but then she got a call, and I just got hung up on. Like, I got to go, click. I was like, yeah, but when I told you I was on the other line, all the men are saying the same thing, and I'm sure the women too. Yeah, you know, we're all in agreement there. You know, it happens with significant others and whatever. But no, you had mentioned, you know, that we're supposed to get a full 162, and that, you know, hopefully nobody pulls a James Harden and does the things like that. And, you know, obviously, like you've mentioned too, those guys went and got coffee, got COVID. You know, they touched too many of the same straws or whatever. But, you know, with some of the situations that happened last season, you know, if a guy decides to hell with it and he walks, goes to a strip club or, you know, even just a casino or something, are you okay with that if he's honest with the team and doesn't try to be sneaky about it?
Yeah, you know, I would be okay if he fessed up and didn't do a Mike Clevenger and got on the team plane and, you know, could potentially infect everybody. You know, I would, you know, because I think you and I both get it. I know you've been able to go out a little bit with your, you know, your daughter and have some fun and that, but, you know, it's kind of crappy to be pent up all the time, right? So, imagine these guys, you know, for, you know, with their lifestyle and everything, you know, at least, you know, we're used to, hey, you know, you got to get it, you know, you're getting up at a certain time, you're not going anywhere, you don't have to catch a plane. You know, these guys are used to go, go, go. So I could see where some of them could get a little antsy.
Stir crazy.
Yeah. You know.
I mean, but, you know, if they go out and do it and they're just honest with the team and they're like, the hell with it, I had to get out. You know, I'm take my 2 weeks off, you know, do what we got to do. I guess I just don't know how to really put it. And, you know, that's obviously not something you want from your team, your teammates or players on the team, but, you know, it's going to happen, I would think. And I don't know. I think it would just be better for players. And I hope that managers, front offices kind of express that. Like, hey, you know, you need to get away. You know, let's talk about it. Let's not just go out there and do whatever the hell you feel like doing and then potentially putting us at risk for, you know, maybe a week of games.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, unfortunately, and like, you know, I don't know who, you know, who or where Durant ran into somebody with it, but, you know, it could be anywhere. So.
Yeah. Well, you know, I only went to the grocery store and a couple of places to grab my takeout, you know.
You know, what you know, like when I got sick and, you know, they weren't doing tests at the time for me, all I did was to the guy downstairs who had it. He didn't know. So, you know, just one of those, you know, one of those situations. So, you know, I don't know if it does it say, if I open up the article, will it tell me where they think he contacted it? No, it just says after being exposed to someone who tested positive. So, you know, hopefully, you know, if you have Durant in your fantasy league, you get him out of your lineup on time because, you know, he's not going to do much for you tonight.
No, but it's the ever-loving regular season. It doesn't matter, so.
Well, you know, the Nets have really struggled. They're, you know, with the ads and everything, everybody had them picked as a title contender, but they're actually 3-4. They're off to a rough start. So, you know, they keep playing. But, yeah, just you know, one of those things that, you know, obviously it's early and like you said, it, you know, as long as they get into the playoffs is all that matters. So you got to think they'll manage the ship by then. But, you know, Dan, you can check and see if Porzingis is playing. They're the NBA TV game. You got Dallas at Houston. So.
Oh, my free trial's up though.
No, NBA TV. You don't. Is that not part of your package?
No, I got to pay $5 extra for that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That. Well, then I guess you're not going to get to do that. So yeah. No. That free. I forgot what the NBA calls theirs. Yeah. That was good for a week. So.
Yeah. Well, because they had given the league pass.
That's it. Thank you.
And
but yeah, you know, oddly, I didn't even end up checking out much of it. Normally, I'll flip around to some games, but I didn't even really do that this year. You know, just kind of wanna, you know, one of those things, maybe. You know, maybe I'll look in and see some of the game tonight and see how it's going. But mostly because it's, you know, it's just that and college basketball tonight. There's nothing else really on. So.
But yeah, and between, unfortunately for me this weekend, all the work I was doing, helping my brother-in-law move and some of the IKEA furniture we got, I didn't pay attention to the sports, just made sure my lights were set.
We're coming back tomorrow. We're more gone, you know, the deal. We're coming right off. We're going over to the bottom of the floor. We're going to go over to the bottom of the floor. We're going to go over to the bottom of the floor. We're going to go over there. Go ahead and get that a light. Don't forget the Twitter feed at Sports Radio.
SportsTimeRadio.com.